In every town, there is always someone who is the pulse, the heartbeat of the town.
Mr. Bois is that person.
Her Finch's School is a place where young ladies and gentlemen go to learn etiquette, but learn so much more. Now,
let's go to Mr. Bois' finishing school.
On a very rare Sunday, Miss Dubois is taking some time on a past few days' events. As she sits on her front porch, she is journaling and praying.
Whew, this has been a week. Lord, I gotta catch up with my own self. Mercy, things gotta get better.
Miss Dubois opens her journal and begins to write.
Dear Lord, this week has been a rough one. God, what do you want me to do? I can't help everybody. I know Shirley needs a lot of help, but am I really the person to help? You know I got so many girls that I will do your will, Lord, but could you warn me? I thought the last one was my finishing post. Oh, well, if that's what you want, I will do what you say, Lord. This one is very different, though. It's like I really know her, like she's almost family. Oh, well, Lord, just help us bring all the loose ends together and teach these girls that they are worth more to you than any person on earth.
Miss Dubois gets up and goes into the house. Shirley is sitting on the floor in the back room of the finishing school. She is crying and shaking.
Why am I struggling so? Lord, I don't understand. Everything that I touch turns into a mess. Am I a mess? Why are things so hard for me? I'm so tired, Lord. Help me, please. Help me. Help me. Help me.
Shirley cries herself to sleep. She is startled when she hears Miss Dubois' voice.
Shirley! Shirley! Wake up, sis!
Yes! Yes, ma'am!
Now we're gonna have this talk we've been trying to have for the last few days.
Shirley yawns and tries to get her head together before they start talking.
Okay. I guess I can't put it off anymore.
Miss Dubois, sit next to Shirley and begin the conversation.
Now, what is really going on with you? Smitty can't keep watching out for you.
Smitty watching out for me? What?
Yeah, he saw you come in here the second night, and he always makes sure that you got in here safely.
Shirley breaks out into a sob.
I'm such a failure.
Girl, what are you talking about? You're about the most.
Why do you care? Smitty and you are just going to leave me and take all your help and leave me alone. What are you setting me up for? Are you going to throw me out when I don't fit your purpose? I'm outie. To the heck with all this.
I am not the person you are yelling at. First of all, get the chip off of your shoulder and the stick out of your behind. Now, listen, I want to help you, but you have got to come clean with me. Why are you wearing an ankle monitor? Who is your PO? Lastly, why are you on probation?
Shirley is stunned.
You knew all this about me and still helped me? Who are you?
I am the one who come through and snatches you back to reality. And if you ever, ever, ever in your Cinnamon Toast Crunch life ever flip out again and ain't got no papers or a pill.
I have both.
I'll be dipped and whole flipped.
Miss Dubois, I suffer from...
A knock on the door interrupts the conversation. Smitty is there with breakfast.
Good morning, y'all. Thought since both of y'all were here, I could get breakfast out of the way at one time. And y'all wearing a brother thin in the morning.